Okay, now we're going to move into the program of working together, and the focus is on employment. So today we have with us the chair of the Employment Committee for the National Federation of the Blind to give us some insight into employment of the blind all the way from Minnesota. Here is Dick Davis.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I hope you all can hear me well enough.
Yes, we can, sir.
That's excellent. Well, one of the things I want to start out with a little bit of personal news. My wife, Pat, who is a native Hoosier, is recovering from a broken wrist. Before that, she dislocated a shoulder. So sometimes I think I'm running a body shop around here, but for those of you who do know her, which is quite a few of you, she's doing well. And but it's made for a busy summer for me. I'm going to switch over here to talk about NFB Newsline. I'm going to talk about NFB Direct Source, not NFB Newsline. One of the things I think those of you who noticed the presidential release is that we have a new motto in the National Federation of the Blind, and that motto is expect employment. I'm pretty happy with that motto because it's been something that I've personally been preaching for, oh gosh, at least the last 10 years or more, which is that, and the reason for that is that the world has been changing and, kind of at least once a week, I would say, I talk to a new employer and the employers are looking to hire diverse applicants, including blind people. Now, they don't always know exactly how to do that. So that's one of the things I work on. We have had some real good successes, with especially Amazon this year. And not only have they started out working with us to find people in their fulfillment centers, but now they're starting to open up all of their employment opportunities with us. And so I'm continuing to work on that. And Amazon is a major corporation with installations pretty much all over the country, and we like that. We also like the fact that, not every blind person wants a career. Some of them just want a good job where they can come up with a decent wage and earn enough money to support themselves and their families. So we're happy, to have blind people working in fulfillment centers. And we're also happy to have blind people working in information technology, customer support, and all those, other kinds of things. And I certainly hope that all of you are subscribed to one to our listservs, one of which is job listings. It's on the NFB listservs. You can find it. And there's also job discussions. Job discussions is more of a networking site. Job listings, of course, contains any job vacancies that any of us in the National Federation of Blind hear of. And sometimes I'll have people saying, will you watch for a job for me? And I say, I'm sorry, don't have time to do that. But if you sign up for job listings, you will see every single job I see and everybody else does. So I want to mention that. But I've been scheduled to talk about NFB Direct Source. And I want to do that for a little bit. NFB Direct Source is something that I discovered a couple of years ago when I went to a conference, an employer conference in Florida. And they are a very sophisticated system to allow employers who are genuinely interested in hiring persons with disabilities to actually do that. And they actually subscribe to the service in order to do that. So in effect, they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're not just talking about it, but they're actually paying for the privilege of being able to recruit persons with disabilities. These people, I talked to them at the conference. They were very interested. They followed up and they asked how they can make their system accessible to blind people and how they could partner with the National Federation of the Blind. Throughout the past year, we have done kind of a beta project with the NFB training centers and one of the members of our employment committee. It's not Kane Brolin, but you know, maybe Kane wants to get involved at some point. Kane, by the way, I want to recognize is a member of the employment committee. You know, I also wanted to be very happy to note that we had you know, that Chris has gotten his job, which I think is wonderful. And we've also got Katie, who is a graduate of Blind Incorporated. She's there, you know, too, at the convention, as well as some other folks, you know, who've been associated with Blind Inc., where I used to work until I retired about this time last year. Anyway, going on to NFB Direct Source. What is it? NFB Direct Source is a system to help blind job seekers do several things. The first is a lot of people don't know what they're qualified to do. And so that NFB Direct Source answers that question. You have to, for the system to work for you, you have to set up a profile in it. And, you know, as is the case, normally when you're setting up a profile of any kind, it's going to ask you a bunch of questions and you fill in the blanks and so on and so forth. But then, and this is the fun part of it, then it actually has a game that it wants you to play. And that's interesting because then it's going to ask you some questions, not only just to find out what your skills are, but to kind of find out what you are in terms of your interests, in terms of, you know, your personal characteristics and traits, because all of those things, not just your skills, make up the package, in effect, that you have to sell to employers. And so, so you go through this game, in effect, you know, and when you answer a question, since this is built on artificial intelligence, based on the answer you give, it will ask you a different question. You know, each person is going to be asked whatever question is appropriate to pull out more information from them. And then when you get to the end of this this game, in effect, the system is going to calculate, and of course, it will ask you for your resume also, and any other information you care to provide. And then it's going to take all of that information and analyze it, and it's going to come up with a profile of the kinds of jobs that you would be, for which you would be qualified. And of course, that, as you know, is a big deal. You know, a lot of people say, I have no idea what kind of jobs I can do. So this is going to tell you what kind of jobs, you know, you would be most likely to be able to do. So that's great. So it can be a great career planning tool, you know, for a person. Now, I want to emphasize something because a lot of people don't spend as much time as they should on the job search. It's vitally important that when you fill out the profile and when you do the game and all those kinds of things, it's very important that you take time and answer all the questions completely. You know, don't just kind of slide through that and think, oh, well, I got to get to the jobs. Well, you may never get to the jobs because the jobs that you will get to see ultimately are going to be based on the information that you put in. Okay, so you get into that into that point. It's got a complete information on you. And then it's going to suggest some jobs for which you want to apply. Let's say you live in the Indianapolis area and you want jobs within, say, 20-mile radius of a certain zip code or whatever, where you live, or 10 miles or whatever, you know, you choose. Then that system is going to start showing you jobs in your vicinity for which you are qualified, that you can apply for. And there's also a probability, you know, that gets factored in this whole process. In other words, you know, are you 60%, you know, likely to get the job? Are you 90% likely to get the job? Whatever, you know, so you have a pretty good idea what your odds are, you know, going in, you know, to the job itself. So then you can apply to the job, and you may get a request back, you know, to come in for an interview. We're going to set up a phone interview, and so on and so forth. And then the process goes on. You know, they will probably want you to send in a resume, a cover letter, and some of those kinds of things, because they don't get to see all of your information. They get to see kind of a cumulative score, shall we say, you know, because at their end, you know, they're putting in a job description at their end, and they're putting in information on what they're looking for. So they're doing their own profile too on that job, what they're looking for. So their profile and your profile, through the magic of artificial intelligence, will be matched up in that system, and you will be able to apply to them. Okay, now the system works extremely well with people who are sophisticated job seekers, you know, people who have college degrees and so on and so forth. But, you know, suppose you don't have that and you're just out of high school. I mean, you don't know much about anything. Then one of the things that it provides for, and for which we are going to start recruiting, is it provides for volunteer job counselors. And so this fall, now that we've got the, there had to be some paperwork, licensing paperwork and stuff like that we had to complete, which we've done. And this fall, I'm going to be contacting state presidents. I can contact President Brown right now, since he's on here already. I'm going to be contacting state presidents and say, can you come up with somebody in your state who would like to be a volunteer job counselor in the NFB Direct Source program? You know, it should be somebody who has some work experience. You don't necessarily have to be currently working. You could be retired. But basically, you know, you need to be the kind of person who can give an individual some good advice and who is willing to spend a bit of time. It's not rocket science, but you know, you need to be willing to spend a bit of time in some training classes that we're going to conduct in the fall and winter with people who volunteer for this. And those people will be able to help the people who need a little extra help, you know, who need some advice and so on and so forth. And so I'm also working with the people on the committee to come up with a national coordinator for the program, since I can't do everything personally. So essentially that's what it is. And it will provide an opportunity for employers to find you and you to find employers. It will hopefully be a perfect fit for you. Now, another thing that, you know, a job counselor can do is perhaps the job counselor can look at your profile and the other information and can help you search for jobs that he or she thinks might be interesting for you. And so, you know, if you give that person permission, your job counselor can contact an employer in the vicinity and say, hey, would you be interested in talking to this particular person? And if that particular person, if the employer says, yeah, that would be good, then the employer will actually be able to generate an invitation to the person, the job seeker, to talk, you know, to come in for an interview. And that's a great morale booster when you have an employer, you know, send you a note saying, hey, John, would you like to, you know, contact us for an interview? That's great. You know, I mean, they're reaching out to you, and it's not just all going the other way. So it can go both ways. So that, I think, is probably the best and quickest summary I could give of that, Mr. President. So a couple things to keep in mind. Please sign up for job listings and job discussions. If you've got somebody in the state who really wants to take this on, it's not a, you know, a horrible, time-consuming opportunity. It might take you a couple hours a week, but you know, if you want a really good volunteer opportunity to help other people get jobs, if you have an interest in that, I would recommend that. And then we will be sending out, you know, an invitation through state presidents and also through our listservs for people to participate in NFB Direct Source, so people to look for jobs through it. So I think I will stop at this point. We've got a few minutes left. If you will allow questions, that's fine.
Yes, sir. I think we'll take questions, Dick. I appreciate your presentation. Very informative. Let's go ahead and take questions for Dick now, and then we'll move to the next presenter. I see Corey Wheel's hand is up. Corey?
Yes, Corey, please unmute yourself or unmute Corey.
Yeah, we're trying. Corey's a seasoned guy.
All right, I'm here.
There he is.
I'm here. I just got a few questions for you, Dick. Thank you for coming on here and doing our convention here in the Hoosier State. Number one, do we keep track of what jobs that are being filled as far as people that are blind, visually impaired, through this service nationally, locally? And number two, is there, from the job resource thing, are there people looking for Braille transcribers as far as quote contracts or any type of that sort? And number three, I know that NFB is collaborating with Amazon. My wife works for Amazon here in Indianapolis. And is there going to be a representative from each state that goes into the Amazon, all the warehouses and saying, hey, you know, we're wanting to collaborate with you guys. We're going to, or we are, about making this facility more blind accessible?
Okay, I can answer the first two intelligently, and I'll give the third the best shot I can. So your first question, remind me, that is, are we going to keep records? Yes, one of the things that NFB Direct Source does, and it will do for the first time, is it will allow us to keep records of what kind of jobs blind people in the system are getting. We won't necessarily have everybody's personal information, although we can always ask that, you know, ask through the system the individual to give us more. But we will have data, like, for instance, we've had so many people went into jobs and, you know, in information technology, and so many people went to work for this company, and, you know, maybe some pay scales and so on and so forth. We haven't worked it out to that level of detail, but I would say, yes, for the first time that I know of, we will be able to come up with reports on what kinds of employers have hired blind people through us and what kind of jobs they have gotten. So the answer to that is yes. It hasn't been put in place yet, but it will. The second question, remind me, was what? I can't remember the second question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is there jobs out there that...
Oh, yeah. Braille transcription. Sorry. Yes. There are periodically, and any of them that we hear of, we post on job listings. And also, not only do we post them on job listings, but we encourage, you know, employers themselves to post them. You know, they come in a lot of different places, like the the place in Cincinnati sometimes posts them. School districts, you know, throughout the country often post them. Etc. They're not in huge abundance, but they do come up, you know, from time to time. But please make sure to subscribe to our listservs and watch for them. The third thing is, are people going to work with
Amazon
in each state? And the answer is, we're pretty much locked into what the agreement between the NFB's lawyers and Amazon's lawyers are. I as a general rule, try to put local people in touch with local employers, you know, so we can talk about that. The answer to that third one is I don't know for a fact whether we're going to do that or not, but I like the idea, so I'm going to make a note of it.
Also, real quick, so I'm actually going to be a Braille transcriber, and that's why I asked if, because I'm creating my own business in the works of it right now. And so that's why I'm asking, is there
Corey, you're going to have to talk to Dick offline. We're running behind it. So we're going to go ahead and move on and bring our next presenter in, but Dick will share his information to you and you can have at it. All right. And I'm sorry, but our time is of the essence. Thank you.
Okay,
so
and
much,
I am dickblind@gmail.com. Dickblind@gmail.com.